Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. Coming off yet another exciting week in the NFL season. More tight games. Chiefs remain undefeated on a blocked field goal. Very exciting play. We've had a ton of one possession games through 10 weeks. Looks like a good week ahead, so let's jump right in, starting with the teams on a bye. The Cardinals have won 4 straight games, now 6-4. Lead the NFC West, half game ahead of the 49ers. Blew out the Jets last week. That's 2 straight blowout wins at home. Again, 4 straight wins. Defense, very deep with how they can attack you up front. And the secondary, the cornerback group especially. Maybe not household names, but playing at a high level right now. And not a surprise that Jonathan Gannon has them, after what he built last year, has them looking like contenders in the NFC right now. You could tell last year they were playing hard, established a culture there, and now in a good spot in year 2. The Buccaneers on the bye at 4-6. Another close loss. They're battling with Todd Bowles, Baker Mayfield. They're hoping to get Mike Evans back from his hamstring injury after the bye. That'd be a boost for sure. And if you look at their upcoming schedule, I definitely wouldn't count them out on paper. We know anything can happen, but Giants, Panthers, Raiders, their first 3 games after the bye. So a team to keep an eye on. Panthers on the bye after their second straight win, beat the Giants in Germany. For them, the thing that stands out is Bryce Young looks a lot freer in his return to the lineup, having some fun. Was in a tight game last week, but wasn't pressing. Again, looked to be playing free. He's showing the flashes that made him the number one pick just a year ago. And really, he's earned the starting job there for the rest of the season. And then on the other side of the matchup, the Giants dropped to 2-8, worst record in the league. Because again, they haven't had their bye, so they're 2-8. Some 2-7 teams as well. He's not playing well, but everyone wants to put everything on Daniel Jones, which is just totally ridiculous. The way they built the roster clearly hasn't worked out to this point, and putting it all on Jones is not fair at all. Again, not playing well right now. Not playing close to as horrible as people want to make it. He's had multiple major injuries in his career, which has been unfortunate. So not the same guy like we saw in his debut in 2019. Lit up the Bucks in a comeback win. But yeah, a lot of work there to do for the Giants. Now let's dive into week 11. I'll give a quick thought on each matchup, starting with Thursday Night Football, Commanders-Eagles. I said about Washington, we'll see these next 2 weeks, last week against the Steelers, now against the Eagles. Played tough against the Steelers. Couldn't pull out the win. Now massive tests because that was a physical game against Pittsburgh. Now a short week having to face the Eagles on the road. For Philly, playing about as well as anyone since their bye week. Jalen Hurts got his first win at the Cowboys last week. First win at Dallas. Was 0-3 previously. And I would think Philly's going to look to show that they're the clear leaders in the NFC East. But Washington playing solid all year. We'll see what they have to say about that. Raiders, Dolphins, Vegas sticking with Gardner Minshew. Following the bye week, offensive coaching staff changes. Miami key win at the Rams last week on Monday night. I said how they were sitting at 2-6. If they could beat the Rams, get to 3-6. Now they host the Raiders and then the Patriots next week. Can certainly get to 5-6 and see what happens. So step one's done there. Big favorites, touchdown favorites against the Raiders. I think the Miami defense, with that size, that pressure they can bring up front, Calais Campbell and company, can give the Raiders trouble. Brown Saints, Cleveland coming off their bye. Jameis Winston faces former team, one of his former teams. They're at 2-7. So what I'm watching is how they come out. I mean, likely not going to make the playoffs. Do they come out with pride? And I mean, they have talent on that defense, and the Saints banged up on offense despite a good showing last week. Do the Browns come out strong after the bye? Potentially a big game for Kevin Stefanski. And on the other side, again, played well last week. The Saints, their first game without Dennis Allen, beat the Falcons by 3. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, that was cool to see. Had 3 catches, 109 yards, 2 touchdowns, including a deep ball. Could have had another long touchdown, dropped wheel route by Alvin Kamara. But yeah, I think whatever defense plays better in this one and can make game-changing plays will get the win. Colts Jets, Anthony Richardson back under center after being benched for 2 games. Sort of ironically, Joe Flacco was playing kind of the same as Richardson in terms of at least what it looked like. It looked like he was pressing a bit, trying to do too much, which again, surprising from him considering how well he's played until this two-game stretch over the past year. So Richardson started the rest of the season. Tough first matchup through the air against the Jets defense. Look for them to establish Jonathan Taylor. Need to feed him the ball. That's where New York is most vulnerable. On the other side, the good feelings for the Jets lasted about a half. The win over the Texans on Halloween, the strong second half was not carried over to the loss at Arizona. Offense just off again. Defense couldn't stop the Cardinals on the ground or through the air. And a story to note, Aaron Rodgers says he anticipates and wants to play again next season. Titans host the Vikings. Minnesota was ugly, had three turnovers, no touchdowns, but beat the Jaguars last week, improved to 7-2. I'd say the mark of a good team to be able to win games like that, but would like to see a cleaner game against the Titans, obviously. Tennessee, Will Levis needs to get rid of the ball against his Vikings defense. Took 7 sacks last week, was holding the ball too long, for sure. Didn't show enough awareness of the pressure to be under while scrambling and trying to make something happen. But the connection with Calvin Ridley at least got going a little bit. Levis in his return to the lineup threw 2 touchdowns to Ridley. Packers, Bears, Green Bay, healthier off the bye recharge. Jordan Love was dealing with a groin injury. Should be closer to 100%. They won both matchups last season, and now the Bears not in a good spot, in a worse spot this year with how poorly the offense is playing. I think the offense is probably the worst unit in the league right now with how they're performing. Fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron. Thomas Brown stepping in as the offensive coordinator now. And it can't get much worse, really, from what it's been the past few weeks. So looking to see progress there. And yeah, I don't understand the roster, the offense construction in Chicago with what they did. They have weapons. Not sure how great of a fit all the weapons are in terms of meshing together. But the offensive line just hasn't been good enough. I know they had injuries last week, but a rough situation in what looked like it should have been a good situation with that defense and everything, but just not holding up offensively for number one pick Caleb Williams. Jaguars lines, Detroit, just what good teams do. They found a way to win. The 5 turnovers from Jared Goff, who was playing so well entering the game, and the Texans put a lot of pressure on him, but had the turnovers, missed some throws, didn't feel some pressure. Defense, though, Carlton Davis, 2 interceptions. The second one, especially on the underthrown ball to the end zone, was key. I think the offense comes back with much stronger showing this week, hosting a 2-win Jaguars team. Jacksonville without Trevor Lawrence for the second straight week, but it sounds like he'll be back after the bye. I thought Mac Jones started well, made some good throws early against the Vikings. They just couldn't keep the solid start going in the 12-7 loss. And hopefully guys can create separation for Jones against this Lions defense. Not an easy task for the former first-round pick looking to take advantage of this opportunity and potentially get in the mix for a starting job next year. Rams-Patriots. Mentioned the Rams lost to Miami on Monday night, so I expect them to be locked in, not taking the Patriots lightly, knowing they need to get back on track with a win in the competitive NFC and NFC South. It was the offense that was disappointing last week. Defense, young defense flew around, made plays. I think they'll do that again, and hopefully the offense can get something going more after being held out of the end zone against Miami. The Patriots have gone 2-1 over the past 3 games since the London loss when Gerard Mayo said his team was soft. So at least they've responded. Last week, certainly Chicago is very dysfunctional right now, so this will be a tougher test. I think the Rams will try to take away the run, and we'll see if Drake May can put together 2 straight wins for the first time in his young career. The final 1 o'clock game on Sunday, Ravens-Steelers. Maybe the game of the week, but we got a great one at 4:25 as well. But Ravens-Steelers excited for this. Pittsburgh beat the Commanders last week on fire with Russell Wilson at quarterback. George Pickens had another sensational catch. Mike Williams, who I thought was a perfect fit for that offense, caught the game-winning touchdown from Wilson. As Mike Tomlin said, Lamar Jackson is different. Like when somebody asked him about comparing Jaden Daniels to Jackson, and Tomlin called him Mr. Jackson and has a lot of respect for him, but the Steelers have done a nice job against him, and maybe it'll help going against another explosive athletic quarterback like that in Daniels and now facing Jackson, who they're used to. For Baltimore, Jackson threw 4 touchdowns in the win over the Bengals last Thursday night. That offense, when it's on, I think I said it last week, when the Ravens are at their best, probably the best team in the league. However, that's had a lot to do with the offense. And just haven't seen it much from the defense. They have the upside, that's why I said that, on defense as well, but I don't know how you can be happy with the way they played against the pass. Were totally torched by Ja'Marr Chase last week and certainly need to clean things up. We'll see if Tre'Davious White eventually has a big role there, but miscommunication issues, just letting guys run free, been an issue for a team that wants to win the Super Bowl and going to be facing some top offenses. To the late afternoon games, again, just 3 of them this week. Seahawks 49ers, another good one. They played already on Thursday night earlier this season. Niners won that pretty handily. They bottled up Kenneth Walker. Seattle coming off the bye will look to, I'm sure, get Walker going this time around. They may not telegraph it as much after they made it clear they wanted to feed him ahead of the last matchup. DK Metcalf should be back from his knee injury off the bye. For the Niners, it was great to see Christian McCaffrey back. Looks like his usual self after missing half the season with the calf Achilles issues. Brock Purdy was excellent. The scramble and then total dime to George Kittle in the corner of the end zone was one of the plays of the week. Defense, I know they want to tighten some things up. They're another team I expect to be locked in after they were in the first matchup against the Seahawks. Falcons, Broncos, Denver. I mentioned at the top, the Chiefs remain unbeaten on the block field goal. That's totally heartbreaking for the Broncos with the way the offense got in position to just perfectly run down the clock. Great play from offensive rookie of the week, Bo Nix, in scrambling up and through the pocket, rolling to his right and hit Cortland Sutton for what looked like the game sealer. Then you have the block field goal. But as Patrick Mahomes, Sean Payton said, told him after the game, like, you got one in Nix, you got a franchise quarterback for sure. And they can be encouraged there. Travis Kelce gave Nix props on his podcast. Again, I mean, honestly, maybe he'll eventually fall off, but big media was way wrong on Nix, calling him a low ceiling prospect and all that. Just detached from reality. And it sounds like the Broncos are mad about the loss and determined they host the Falcons. Atlanta, Kirk Cousins banged up a bit with arm injuries, so that's something to keep in mind after the loss to the Saints last week. They racked up well over 400 yards of offense in the loss to the Saints. It'll be a fun matchup to see the Denver defense combat all those weapons and an experienced quarterback in Cousins. Game of the week, Chiefs-Bills, 425 Eastern in Buffalo. Bills are 2.5-point favorites right now. Slightly surprising. Chiefs, with the way they win close games, and this is projected as that. And Buffalo's banged up at receiver. Keon Coleman's out. Maury Cooper, I expect, will be good. However, tight end Dalton Kincaid hurt his knee last week against the Colts. If he's not out, he's going to be less than 100%. Clearly, he came back a little bit with the knee brace against Indy, but then just couldn't play through it. Buffalo's going to need Greg Rousseau and the edge rushers to get pressure on Mahomes and contain him, keep him in the pocket. For the Chiefs, I'm sure they're going to look to stop the run. And if they have the Bills in third and long situations, that might be tough for Buffalo. Again, the receiving group's beat up. But of course, Josh Allen, he'll probably try to do what it takes with his legs as well. So yeah, we've seen this matchup a lot. Both teams have 8 wins. Highly anticipated matchup in the middle of November. Sunday Night Football, Bengals, Chargers. Key one for Cincinnati at 4-6. Chargers right there in the wildcard mix as well, but a bit ahead at 6-3. This will be the biggest test for the Chargers. They played the Chiefs already once, but Cincinnati's offense, the way they're playing, the firepower they have, the biggest test yet for a Chargers defense that's played very well, but has 5 of their wins are against teams with 3 or 4 wins this season. I would think LA's going to, as usual, want to control the game to keep that offense off the field. Run the ball with J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards. Bengals, when they've had to, like against the Ravens twice actually, done a nice job of stopping the run for the most part. So keep an eye on that on Sunday night. And then finally, Monday Night Football, Texans, Cowboys. Dallas just not going well at home. Another home loss last week ended the Eagles losing streak there, as I said. Yeah, the situation with the sun coming in through the stadium on a potential CeeDee Lamb touchdown. So that's a controversy, and Jerry Jones not happy about that. And the questioning about what's a great stadium, but it has a sun issue, at times. Defense in the beginning, they especially were holding their own, had 5 sacks. I think they were all in the first half of Jalen Hurts, Michael Parsons, obvious boost. And they need to take over a game from Parsons to beat the Texans. On the Houston side, defense played at a high level. Again, forced the 5 turnovers last week against the Lions. The offense sort of let them down. Couldn't take advantage. I mentioned the second interception by Carlton Davis. That was a underthrow from CJ Stroud, who had Tankdale pretty wide open. Maybe he didn't see Davis flying over. But a surprising miss there from Stroud, who's been more up and down compared to his stellar rookie season. But getting Nico Collins back, who's been out for several weeks with his hamstring injury, that should be a major boost as Stroud looks to get back to what was a hopeful MVP-type form in 2024. Again, they need to contain Micah Parsons. Do not let him ruin the game, because they should be fine otherwise. So yeah, great NFC East matchup to kick off the week. Ravens-Steelers, Chiefs-Bills, two of the highlight games. Should be another great week around the NFL. Enjoy all the games. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week.